This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back in it on a 7 o'clock hour here on Fesco and Dusty. Ben Maller coming up in about 10 minutes. The guy from L.A. and the guys from Kansas City discuss.
A game football. In Brazil.
Gotta love it.
He even admitted, he goes, man, as an L.A. guy, I don't get to see the Chiefs this year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Pretty pissed about that.
I had to break his heart. Well,
yeah.
There's a chance it could be a Melbourne game next year against an LA team and Kansas City team.
Yep, but at least he'll get the Charger game next year.
Ah, crap. But Mac, this is time to shine for you, man. We are one day away, and you've got one last Chiefs question for us.
It's crazy. We started this with triple digits.
100 days.
Yeah, and now we're here with one. I'm so excited. Ready to go. The Chiefs win if. That is the question. 913-586-7965. The Chiefs win this game if.
Oh, this game. I was thinking the whole thing.
Oh. Let's start with week one, Bob. We're one day away. Let's just a week at a time here.
Let's blow our load on Thursday, September 4th.
We were finishing it all off the right way. The Chiefs win the Super Bowl if.
I know that I'm hard.
They show up this year.
I know that I'm hard.
I love that I get tweeted that now.
Oh, yeah. It's
like, there we go. The drop is working.
So the Chiefs win tomorrow night in Brazil if blank happens. Again, 913-586-7965.
Yeah, I just think if Josh Simmons is the guy, you know, like that's going to be, I know we're all going to be watching him, right? It's going to be the main, I think, point of viewing for a lot of us. And if he's out there and he's the guy and Patrick Mahomes never once has to look that direction, Chiefs will win this football game.
Yeah, mine's like a combo, chili cheese on the fry. I think you got to stop the run if you want to take it from a defensive perspective, right? Spags is still there. The unit is still there. You've got a couple new additions on the D-line. You actually do have a week one starter in Charles Omenihu, which I think is going slept on, I will say.
When was the last time he played week one for us, you know?
So, never.
I know. I don't think he has, yeah.
No, he hadn't played week one for the Chiefs in his entire tenure here, which was, what, 3 years?
But still.
Yeah. So, the run that they're going to do, Amarian Hampton is going to get the ball. Najee Harris is going to get the ball. They're going to run the ball 30 times because what do you do to keep the ball out of Patrick Mahomes' hand? You maintain possession. How do you maintain possession? You hope you can keep your running game going. You stop the run and you dare Justin Herbert to throw against you and try to be that guy, I'll take the advantage on the Chiefs defense over that. I also think that if you score on your first drive, that double factos that, right? If you go out there, stop the run, because if they win the toss, they'll defer.
They'll defer.
You know, if the Chargers win the toss, they'll defer. They'll defer.
Sure.
But if you stop the run on their first drive and then you go down the field and you score on your famous 15 plays or whatever it is, your scripted 10, and you go down there and score, you're up 7-0, they've had the ball, they're not going to be able to run as much as they want to. And we know this all too well, that the Chiefs can take people out of their game plan immediately.
Yep.
They've done it to Baltimore in the playoffs. They've done it to Buffalo in the playoffs. They've done it to other teams in the playoffs. And then I'm with you, man. If Simmons is what we saw in the preseason, I know there was a lot of people on the text line, a lot of people on the chats and saying, guys, he's playing against backups. He's not doing this. If he can be that guy that gives Patrick Mahomes that protection and that trust, big trust, if he can give him that and you can see that Patrick Mahomes isn't looking over his left shoulder, he's able to find Xavier Worthy, he's able to find Travis Kelce, Juju Smith-Schuster, Tyquan Thornton, those type of guys out there without having to worry, that's bad news for the Chargers, and that's my Chiefs win. If all that stuff obviously is kind of coagulated together, you could take more out of that if you want to, but I think if you can stop the run, score on your first drive, and Josh Simmons is him, you're winning this game, and it may not be close.
You know, I'll throw a little shade at the people about Josh Simmons. He played against the Bears' number one defense, guys, in the most important alleged preseason game, and we didn't hear his name mentioned one time in that game, right? So I do feel like if you're using the excuse of he played against backups, I don't necessarily buy into that because of against the Bears' starting defense. So he did play against those starters, you know, in that game. So I'm ready for him to see what he can do, and I think he's going to be just fine. I think he's going to be really good out there, and I don't think we're going to have to worry much about Josh Simmons playing at left tackle this year. And I think those fears, I feel like, maybe it's because I want to feel this way, I feel like those fears are going to be alleviated very early in this game. By halftime, we're all going to sit back and go, okay, we got our guy at that left tackle spot. I think we're all going to feel very comfortable with him by halftime. He will make mistakes. Every rookie does. Every human being makes mistakes on that team. It just won't be compounded. It just won't be a lot. It's going to be a very clean field this year, I believe, for Patrick Mahomes. But really, quite honestly, now the onus is on that entire offensive line. You've paid Trey Smith. You've paid Creed Humphrey. You've got a number one pick at left tackle. You've paid your right tackle. You've got a lot of money invested in a swing tackle in Jalen Moore. You've got a second round pick at your left guard position right now. Like, there are no more excuses for the offensive line. Those are done. If they don't get the job done this year, then they misjudged the talent on the offensive line. That's what we'll say about that, because they've paid all these guys. They're all veteran guys except your left tackle. He's a number one pick. Would have been a top five, top 10 pick had he not had the injury situation. So there are no more excuses. Yeah,
I'm just getting that on record.
Yeah, I mean, but it's a combination of Veach and Reed and Andy Heck. I mean, Andy Reid's always been one of those guys, just give me five guys on the offensive line and I'll make it work. Hasn't really worked all that well the last couple of years, right? It hasn't worked all that well the last couple of years. So to me, yeah, I mean, it's a little bit on the coaching. It's a little bit on the talent. It's a little bit on everything. I think everybody's involved in this. But, like, the excuses for the offensive line are gone now. There's no reason you can't get third and one and get a yard. I mean, you have to go out and do that.
Josh Simmons, Ashton Delotti, Tyquan Thornton, just those three names. Sacks is what I want to see from the 816. Simmons and Kelsey. If Kelsey looks like the days of old and running, and the running game gets going, we win. I'd love to see Pacheco go off. If Hollywood or Juju effectively slide into that Rashee Rice role, that's obviously something everyone will be watching. How do they make up for the absence of number four?
We won't. We'll do because nobody's going to live up to that athleticism and speed and the ability that he had. You just hope to maintain a little bit of consistency, and then when he gets back, then you blow the lid off this thing, you know.
And the Chiefs win if they get two sacks or McDuffie pick six.
Oh, a pick six would be nice.
That'd
be
sick. Yeah, again this year.
Yeah, I mean the odds of you winning a game.
And pick the script.
Yeah, yes.
And McDuffie script, gets an interception.
Yeah, McDuffie gets that pick, that. Right? Yeah, absolutely. But yeah. No, I mean if it happens and anybody gets a pick six, you're probably going to win this game. The odds are so much more in your favor. But I'd like it to be a little old school, quite honestly, where I don't care if they receive. That never bothers me. Receive, go down the field, score a touchdown, force the Chargers to go three and out, score another touchdown, be up 14. Nothing. That's the old school Chiefs. Like if you're going to revert back to that offense and have that fun and be explosive again, that's the type of offense that I want to see, that early 14-0 lead. And I don't want to see them settling for field goals. I think over the last couple of years, they've done a lot of settling for three instead of going for seven and scoring touchdowns. There've been a lot of field goals kicked.
Mac, Chiefs win if for you.
I feel like Bob on this one. I just think this team's winning this game. I think if Mahomes shows up with the pulse, he's going to win this football game. He's going to avenge what happened last season, and that starts with this game one with the whole world watching. 28 million people are going to be watching on Friday night. Maybe it's less because it's a Friday. Maybe it's 20 million. Okay, there's going to be a crap ton of people watching, and he's going to make sure to right all of the wrongs that have been said this offseason. In reality, if you want me something tangible, one deep ball. Give me one deep ball. I think the floodgates could open for this offense. I think they've been waiting now two full seasons to really have the chance to get going, to show firecrackers.
Really
show
three full seasons when you think about it. I mean, last year obviously was not where they wanted it to be. The year prior was Kadrapius Tony and that mess that led to a Super Bowl. And so they've been like for 2 years trying to figure this thing out from an offensive standpoint.
Yep.
And normally, like you said something there that just is so ridiculously stupid, but when it's to Patrick Mahomes, it's so ridiculously smart. And that's the revenge thing. Like we talk about revenge in sports all the time and playing with that, you know, that chip on your shoulder and all that kind of stuff. And that's Harry high school stuff. But with Patrick Mahomes, that's reality. And so when you say revenge for Mahomes, more often than not, you roll your eye. Okay, fine, whatever. But with Patrick Mahomes, you're like, no, that counts.
Yes,
and when you said that, I'm like, 35-0. like they've got a lot to prove. And when they've got a lot to prove, they go out there and they prove it, you know?
No doubt. Coming up on the other side, we get to Ben Maller, plus we get to Mac Morey's one word here on 96.5 The Fan, your home, Kansas City Sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Isaiah Pacheco, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
It is time to talk to our guy, Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. We do it every single Thursday here, and it's all brought to you by The Landing in Liberty. And Ben, we finally made it. It's opening night of the NFL. It's Eagles. It's the Dallas Cowboys or the Browns, however you want to look at them. What are you feeling going into this first game?
Well, everyone's saying blowout city, blowout city. The Eagles are going to win this game by 30 points. The game will be over at halftime. I'm not so sure about that. I'm not 100% on that. It is banner night in Philadelphia. And the Cowboys are relatively healthy going into this game. I think we're going to get a competitive game. The Eagles are going to win. But I'm going to be Benny Brightside on the game tonight that it'll be somewhat competitive. It's going to be one of those games where you don't think the Cowboys are actually going to win the game, but mathematically they'll have a chance to win the game going to the fourth quarter. And that's really all I want. I'm being selfish. I admit I'm being selfish. I don't want a game over at halftime. I want to have a competitive game where Jalen Hurts has to make a play in the fourth quarter and Barkley has to, you know, has to run through the line, get a first down. That's what I want. And that's what we're going to get tonight.
You know, you mentioned the situation involving banner night, and then you have Nick Sirianni saying, oh, I didn't even know it was banner night. We're not going to watch all that kind of stuff. This is why I don't have trust in the Eagles, because I think their coach is a dope.
Well, we knew right away when he got hired and he was doing rock, paper, scissors with the players before to see whether they were competitive or not, that was probably not the greatest sign in the world. I did how many last year during football season, Sirianni's on the hot seat. I thought he was going to be fired. They won the Super Bowl. So you can't obviously fire Sirianni after that, and he clearly knows a thing or two about offense. But Yeah, he's not one of the sharpest guys in the NFL. If you were to do an NFL IQ test for head coaches, Nick Sirianni, my money is not on him being in the top 15 of the NFL.
We move on to the other game, I guess, the one that actually really matters, which is the one in Sao Paulo, Brazil, with the Chiefs and the Chargers, Ben. And I think it's interesting when you look at this game because obviously the travel plays an effect to this. It's a long trip over there, and then it's, you know, obviously a different country. But I feel like where there are a lot of eyes on this night's game on Thursday with Philadelphia Dallas because it's the first game, right? You could have put the Browns and the Cardinals on tonight, and I think still a ton of people would watch, but they're watching because of the game. Why are you watching LA versus the Chiefs?
Well, I'm a gambler, so no.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
I'll be watching because I have a Benny versus the Penny, which is now on YouTube, by the way. But no, I do go to the Charger games out here because they're I do the thing from LA and they're out here, and so a chance to see them play quite a bit. And they're the typical good regular season team that falls apart in the playoffs. That's been the way that franchise has operated. So you expect that to be a close game. I wouldn't bet against Mahomes, though. It is a popular opinion. I'm sure you guys have talked about this a bunch, and I'm just piling on. Like, there's like, well, the Chiefs are going to fall off the cliff this year. It's all over because of what they did in the Super Bowl. That seems to be a popular opinion. But I like him in this spot on Friday because you look at what Mahomes has done in week one. I think in his career in game number one, he's got like 21 touchdowns and 2 interceptions in 7 openers in the NFL. So he's historically done very well to begin the year. And I don't think the Chargers address their needs. They don't have that big time playmaker on offense unless you think Ladd McConkey is that guy. I don't think he is. Now you could argue the Chiefs don't have that either, right? Because they're missing some guys with injury and suspension and whatever. So it'll be close. It'll be a fourth quarter game. I'll be watching because I have some financial interest in it. But I think the Chiefs will start out 1-0 and the question is, will they look good 1-0, or are they going to win kind of a clunker 1-0? Because from what you guys have said and from what I've heard, the travel, as you referenced, is not great. And so are we going to get just a plodding game where it takes a half and it's like 6-3 at halftime? You're like, what is going on here because of the conditions in Brazil? We'll find out.
Is that going to be the narrative all year, though, with the Chiefs, Ben? Like, do they have to go out there and blow everybody out, or can they just win games? Because it seems like when they just win games, it's not enough. They want people to go out there and blow them out and win every game by 45, 50 points and put up an aerial attack like it's 2018 all over again. How are we going to be hearing the Chiefs judge from a national perspective this year?
Yeah. Well, I think that's the answer. Like, if they go out there and they win, but they don't win with razzmatazz, they don't have that razzle dazzle, then people are going to say, well, they're good, but they're beatable, and they'll screw it up in the end and all that stuff. And then what usually happens, it reminds me like the Patriots, because this is similar to what the Patriots did, where they didn't win every year, but they'd get there pretty much every year. And there were some years where the Patriots were pretty blah. And like, with, you know, they had a really explosive team with Randy Moss, which, by the way, they didn't get it done with him. But there were some years where they would win and they wouldn't get style points. But then you look now, since they're no longer good, people look back and they romanticize those Patriot teams. They block out the fact that there were games they won because their idiot kicker and Brady didn't play well, and the offense kind of was stuck in the mud and all that stuff. So it's really one of those things where it's all over when they start writing the books and making the documentaries, which I guess will be 20 years from now, whenever this thing ends. And there'll be a red carpet documentaries about the Chiefs, and they'll overlook. Right? You only remember the good. You'll overlook the bad stuff. It's like you block out certain things.
So a story you can't really block out from yesterday that kind of broke because of Pablo Torre, once again, a sports investigator. What's your take on this Ballmer, Kawhi Leonard, and planting tree business? Because the memes were just absolutely insane. I saw one with Christopher and Tony from The Sopranos with the safety vests on saying, Kawhi and Ballmer showing up to plant trees.
I just want you to know, Dusty, that I am open. If anyone wants to offer me a no-show job, I will be the greatest employee at a no-show job. I will have a smile on my face. I will be a model employee. Just give me envelopes with cash, and I won't tell anyone that I'm not actually doing anything. Some would argue that doing the overnight show, I already have a no-show job, but I'm all for it. Listen, I know some people with the Clippers. They're very tight-lipped on this. My sense is that the way it was reported is a version of the truth, but not the whole truth. and there's more to it. And if the Clippers did do this, Steve Ballmer has got to be the dumbest person on the planet. I tend to think there's another side to the story, and that it's not nearly as dramatic as was reported by Pablo Torre in that podcast, that there's a middle ground somewhere. Otherwise, what are they going to do? They're going to fine Ballmer a couple million dollars. The Clippers, Kawhi Leonard will be a free agent. They'll lose some draft picks, and that'll be it. This has happened before. Although I do think, whether this is proven or not, like, don't you think just in pro sports in general, not just basketball, this kind of stuff happens? Like, if you're the star player, if you're the star quarterback or the star player, like, these guys have side deals with owners because owners like star players and just kind of goes together. They're good at business, and so they help each other out.
You know, we used to say all the time when Josh was around, he used to say, I don't know why every Falcon doesn't have a Home Depot store. We can't pay you money, but here's your own store in Marietta, Georgia. You know, you get something like that. But, yeah. I mean, now, people are going to bring up the Brady stuff and how he didn't make any money with New England, too. Somebody's going to start investigating that. Where did Tom Brady make all of his money? But, I mean, if this is what's going on, oh, well, now you got caught. Now you got to change it. Like, I'm just to that impression that there's all kinds of stuff we don't know about going on in professional sports.
Well, and I kind of goof on Pablo, the podcast guy, but I goofed on him because, like, this is the one area, and I will give him a little bit of credit here, because no one's doing that. Like, all the media companies are in bed with the professional sports leagues. There is no investigative reporting that goes on in sports because everyone is in bed with each other in pro sports. So, you know, he better be right, because if he's not right, you know, he's gonna have no money and his podcasting career is over. But the fact that he's doing it, like, no one else is doing it. I don't know anyone that's calling out these teams and going and digging, because they don't want to find out what they could find out. So they couldn't even report it because they're in business with each other. So it is. That part of it to me is interesting, because there's a lot of stuff that 20 years ago when I was doing this, people would have reported on, but not anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it's true, but, you know, you got to have one guy to do it. And you're right on this one, because if he's wrong, man, they're going to assemble a dream team and go after him, man. It's going to be like, he's not going to be able to afford it.
He might have to go to Brazil. He might have to leave the country and go to São Paulo and live there, because, he's totally toast if he did not get this right. You would assume he does work for a big podcasting company, that they vetted that through lawyers, right? You would assume, but you never know. You know, every once in a while, one slips past the goaltender, so who knows?
It really does. All right, Ben, before we let you get out of here and get ready for week one of the NFL season, who needs a better week two, Manning or Belichick?
Well, I think Manning. I mean, Belichick, they're going to be pretty mediocre this year, but Arch Manning was the golden child, right? Everyone's Heisman favorite, all that stuff. And I know Ohio State's good, but you got to be better than that. That's the big stage. That was the showcase game, and he just was terrible. You look at the final numbers, and they were bad, but if you watch the game, he was extra bad the first three quarters. Like, he made some plays in the fourth quarter, but the first three quarters looked like he'd never played quarterback before. So, to me, it's Arch Manning. From talk radio perspective, though, Belichick is – I mean, that's gold, right? Because this thing, if they keep losing like that, Jordan Hudson might break up with him midseason. That might be it. So that'll be fun to watch.
That will be great. Ben, we appreciate it. Enjoy week one, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks, guys.
No chance she breaks up with him, but how awesome would that be in, like, week seven of the college football season, right before North Carolina Duke, Jordan does break up with Bill Belichick. That would be fantastic. I'd love it.
Or they're expecting.
Oh, no. God.
What? Seems to be popular. Travis Hunter's getting ready to have a kid. J.J. McCarthy's getting ready to have a kid. Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, they had kids.
I understand that.
Makes it five.
God, I didn't even think of Belichick having another child. Ugh. I mean,
oof. But you know what we get to do? What we are expecting is what.
I mean, that just hit me, man. You said we're expecting. I just went, oh.
Which a lot of people that drop their kids off at school, and their kids' favorite segment is one word, and we're expecting Mac to do it now.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No.
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin. There it is. We got a jam-packed one word ahead of us, so let's roll through these. Let's start with the Royals last night quickly. One word on them losing the second game and now the series against the Angels.
Yeah, that's bad. You're losing to the Angels, a below 500 team. You got to keep a losing team losing. They've lost the series to the Angels. Bad. And especially with everything else, like Seattle just doesn't want it anymore, right? Texas didn't want it yesterday. You had an opportunity again, didn't take advantage of it. And as Dusty keeps saying, the losses are dissipating, man. The games are going away, and I think their elimination number is now 20, which is still a big number. But even still, man, like, you've had opportunities over these last two nights to not capitalize. So bad.
Deflating would be my word to steal from one Jake Eisenberg. Last night was just deflating. We were riding high. It was 2-0. Mm-hmm. Ryan Burgert was pitching perfectly. 87 pitches. You're done. In comes Schreiber. Game over.
We lost. Well, that guy stinks lately, doesn't he?
Yeah, we lost to Adele last night. Not the computer, not the great singer. The guy that hit the tying home run the night before hit the go-ahead home run again last night. It was super deflating.
We'll keep it going here. Josh Allen has his Super Bowl speech ready. Here it is.
Do you have the Super Bowl speech?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. It's not written down, but it's up there. I can see the parade. I can feel it. I can, you know, 5 degrees brisk rolling down here in the bus roll over, all the salt and the ice.
Yeah.
Thousands upon thousands of fans filling up downtown Buffalo. I can see where we're going up on the steps at City Hall. Like, it's, I see it all. So you gotta make it a, turn it into a reality.
Now I'm welling up.
Cringe.
Okay.
Don't put the cart in front of the horse. Like, I hope that's not one of those things in 20 years that we're playing it because he never did get to the Super Bowl, you know, like every year for 20 years. Remember when Josh Allen said he already had the speech written and all that kind of stuff? To me, I get it's driving you. Don't let it consume you, though, to the point where you forget about football, you know? So I think a little cringe for me on that one. A little cringe.
I think my one word would be hopeful. It's not uncommon for people to do this. You could also have a word in there called belief. I think we all think Buffalo has what it takes to get there. Just, can you beat Patrick Mahomes when it matters?
Yeah.
You got to be hopeful for that. You got to have belief in that. It's okay. A lot of people write Super Bowl speeches. Jim Nance, Mitch Holtis, they write them out ahead of time. That way they have it ready to go. They rehearse it. You hope that you never see him give that speech. But again, hopeful, belief. But it's good to know that he has that vision. But the vision that you need first is, what's the speech you give to Patrick Mahomes when you do finally beat him in the playoffs before you write your Super Bowl speech?
I think Patrick Mahomes consoles him because I think Josh loses it in tears. I would. I know I would if I finally got to that point.
Sure,
you know, absolutely.
No, if they ever do get to that point, I will root for them. I love that guy.
I don't disagree with you. If they somehow make the Super Bowl, I will be rooting for the Bills. Now, I will not be rooting them for a second time, just like everybody rooting for the Chiefs
the first time, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Michael K. trying to defend Aaron Boone and the Yankees. We talk for a living, guys, so we get this. We can talk ourselves in circles or into a corner. I don't know what Michael K. talked himself into. You guys tell me.
It's unbelievable. Listen, if you don't think he's a good manager, okay, then don't think he's a good manager. But when you're going to try to start little, you know, fights about nonsense like this, that he went to see his son in his first quote-unquote coaching job with North Carolina, I'm sorry, I don't have a problem with it. And I've always said that about players, too. You know, when players are out, oh, they should be back in their hotel room. Okay, what if they're having an orgy in their hotel room? Is that okay? You wouldn't know about it. So if they go out to dinner with people, or they're having fun with people outside, well, that angers you because there's a game the next day. But if they were in the hotel room and they set up a trapeze and there were people flying through the air having an orgy, you wouldn't know about it, but you'd be fine. The things that people get upset about, it's just beyond me. It is absolutely beyond me.
There's Michael Kay. One word.
Hysterical. Funny. True. Because he's talking about getting your playbook guy that's mad when people use their off day to do personal things, because people that are the hardos for sports, you know, the guys we talk about with the truck nuts all the time, they believe that people should be in their playbook. And I'll never forget, it started with us, with Jeff Schwartz on vacation during the bye week. And somebody saw him on a plane and says, you should be getting in your playbook, man. And so I think that was the 2012 season. So everybody needed a break at that point in time. But, I mean, for people to think that these guys just live, eat, breathe sports all the time and don't have their personal lives. Aaron Boone went to watch his kid make his debut on a coaching staff of a Division I school. Sorry, blowhard up there with your truck nuts hanging out. I'm going to watch my kid. Nothing will come in the way of me watching my kid do their thing. I got tennis today. I got cheerleading today. I got soccer tomorrow. You know, like,
but
nothing.
But you have a football game you have to watch tonight.
Yeah, here's a, let me tell you a story, and I don't know if you even know this
one. Man.
I don't even know if you know this. When Jen ran her first marathon in Chicago, I was there, right?
Yeah.
And it was a Sunday afternoon. The Chiefs were playing the Texans. It was 2019, 2018 maybe.
Okay.
Right? And I tweeted a picture. And somebody had the balls to tell me, I can't believe you're watching your wife run a marathon instead of paying attention to the Chiefs game. It's your job.
Wow.
That person was a sandwich artist in Salina, Kansas, who said that to me. And I'll never forget that. And I'll never, ever, 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 ever sacrifice my kids and their stuff or my wife for something else like that. And I applaud these players that have the ability. Like, they've got the wherewithal to get that private jet and all that kind of stuff. To do that, to go be there, man, that's a big moment for Aaron Boone to be part of.
My one word, real quick, orgy.
Yeah. He's absolutely right. You get mad with that. You have no idea what's going on back in the room.
Trapeze. Oh, man, that's good.
Bucket list.
It's just so great. We talked Pablo Torre's big expose yesterday on Steve Ballmer, Kawhi Leonard. This, them using a fake fraudulent company to give Kawhi Leonard money. There's more coming out on that. Pablo Torre was on Dan Patrick yesterday. Dan Patrick has some, you know, is Jalen Brunson a possible next target?
Oh, boy. Nixon four.
Talk. Once the first, you know, person gets outed, now all of a sudden it feels like it's safe to out other people.
Yeah. The difference here, and by the way, it's funny, like my tip line has never been more used by enemies of Jalen Brunson. Right. Like, look into that one. Right. As well as, you know, James Harden.
Is there something in there with Jalen Brunson?
Well, look, how he arrived at the Knicks. This is where I will have to defer to the reporting I may or may not do on this. Certainly was interesting. Right. Like, OK, that's a pretty good deal for the Knicks. Has some whatever. Anyway, I don't want to get ahead of myself in terms of
that's
that.
A tease. Well, though. That's a tease.
It's a bit of a tease.
Okay.
There you go. One word there for Pablo Torre and this whole expose. As we find out more information, the Clippers did make a response as well. They posted their statement, I should say, in response, obviously denying these allegations.
Interesting, but I don't care. Like, if it happens, it happens. I just assume all this stuff is going on. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. Who's Pablo Torre trying to get revenge on? That's like my thing. Like, he's out to get everybody in this kind of stuff. And so I look at it and go, yeah, this is, I kind of believe this is going on already. Now we kind of know about this stuff going on. Players endorse stuff all the time. What's the difference between, you know, endorsing something versus this? I'm asking because I don't know. Like, what if he was endorsing that tree company or whatever the hell it was, you know? And I'm kind of with Mark Cuban too. Like, you do the say it out loud test. You think a billionaire is going to allow a company to go into bankruptcy when one of the creditors is KL2?
Yeah, it's a good question.
So how much, like, Torre better be right on all of this.
Yep.
Otherwise, Ballmer's going to put together a dream team and sue that man and win.
I would say my one word would be reporting. I'm proud of Pablo for actually going out there and, you know, doing it. You know, he could just be like, I'm not going to touch this. I'm not going to do this. I'm going to let it sweep under the rug.
Sure.
Pablo's intelligent, man. Like, he really is. He knows what he's doing. He knows what he's talking about. He brings up the Jordan Hudson stuff with Bill Belichick, and everyone just credits him, and then we find out there's tea leaves to the story. He brings up the Steve Ballmer stuff with the Clippers, and then he's got other stuff still left in the holster. So he's doing what he wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
If he's right, he's right. If he's wrong, he'll still have a podcast. You know what I mean?
Right. So like,
I mean, you know, he's just – it is what it is, man. It's the world of sports that we live in. So
That's what it is. Coming up on the other side, it is Smash Your Pastime here on Fesco and Dusty, which, of course, it is sponsored by Booth Creek Wagyu, Casey's Best Steaks now with two locations, 95th and Nall and 135th and Metcalf, and Shawnee Mission Ford on a mission to do more online at ShawneeMissionFord.com. We get into Smash Your Pass on the other side with a little Brazilian cuisine on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is George Karloftis, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well. Remember, you want to hear this sounder in about 4 minutes.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Ah! Ah! Oh, yes! Yes!
You want to be caller number 5, and you got a chance at a $50 gift card to Booth Creek Wagyu because Smash Your Pass. Brought to you by Booth Creek Wagyu, Casey's Best Steaks, now with two locations, 95th and Nall and 135th and Metcalf. Also, Shawnee Mission Ford on a mission to do more online at Shawnee Mission Ford. First one I'll give you guys on a Smasher Pass before we get into some other ones that we have here on the list, because a lot of people, you know, Friday night, we don't know what you're going to do for food. Maybe you can give us some suggestions on the text line, 913-586-7965, or on the YouTube live chat where you can like and subscribe and see our beautiful faces every single morning that you participate in this show. The first one I give you is from our good friends over at Longboards. I know that, Mac, you tend to love this place.
Smash.
They have a special going on called the Bring It Mahomes OG Wrap, which means their OG wraps are the big daddies, right? This thing comes with Bob's. No way Bob would try this, but you never know. Beef brisket, a 3-meat chili, tater tots, jalapenos, pepper jack cheese, flaming hot Cheetos, and 5-alarm ketchup.
I would do everything but the chili.
Okay.
Didn't like the chili.
I don't know what purpose that serves. Well, I'm sure it does, but
we all love chili as long as it's our own.
That's right.
Am I wrong on that?
I think you're 100% right about that. Yeah. Because everybody's got their own chili. Yeah.
Like you go to somebody else's house, like, yeah, I made chili. You're like, all right, cool. You're like,
not the same.
But then you eat yours, you're like, oh, man, this is
the best. Yeah.
Or like your wife's or your mother's, somebody like that. Yeah, your family's chili.
Right.
You always tend to like more than somebody else's. So again, the Bring It Mahomes OG Wrap at Longboards, their new special, beef brisket, 3-meat chili, tater tots, tater tot casserole got me laid, Dust Man, jalapenos, pepper jack cheese, flaming hot Cheetos, and 5-alarm ketchup. Where you're out on the chili, I'm out on the ketchup. Put it on the side, I'll just kind of dabble it on.
I like the spicy ketchup from Whataburger a lot, so I'm thinking the 5-alarm ketchup, all right, I'd be in on that. Yeah, it's probably a lot hotter, I would imagine, than that spicy ketchup at Whataburger. This one is called 5-Alarm Fire. But I think for the game on Friday, I think it's going to be a lot of takeout for people on Friday because you're getting out of work. You know, you're picking up the kids. You've got activities. I mean, we got our football game tonight, Olathe East Mill Valley. Shout out Olathe East for that game. They're playing Thursday night. So our school doesn't have a game on Friday night. But I know there's obviously a lot of high school games that are going to be taking place and whatnot. A
couple of smart ADs out there.
Well, yeah. I think it probably – I don't know if it was – because my kids kept saying game on Thursday night. I'm like, really? The varsity's playing Thursday night? And then I'd think maybe because of the Chiefs and whatnot, or maybe it was just scheduling because it's
lucky.
5 schools playing on 2 fields or whatever. But so we've got, I think, a lot of carry out. I do. I think a lot of people are going to carry out food for the game on Friday.
Do you consider pizza carry out?
Yeah.
Or do you consider that delivery?
Yeah. No, that either way, carry out or delivery. Order out, take out, however you want to describe it. I just think the restaurants are going to be slammed on Friday.
Oh, yeah. A lot of early dinners, a lot of 5 o'clock rezos. We move on to the one that I think is going to get Mac laid, could get you laid on a Tuesday no matter what. These grilled avocados that we saw on the internet yesterday, these look amazing.
Smash.
Yeah. Guy, you know, obviously cuts the avocados out, leaves them in their halves, puts a little lime juice, a little olive oil, a little sea salt, and then makes like a bed of what looks like salad, tomatoes, a little chopped bacon. I guess you could do beef as well. It's like a little lettuce, little tomato, little little hint of tomato, some onion, and then he puts like feta cheese on top and grills the avocados and then eats them like little avocado bowls. Yeah. I would smash the absolute piss out of this.
Great idea. No, I think it's a great idea. I'm smashing the hell out of it, but somebody else is making it. Like, this is what I'm like. I'm just going to sit back and let somebody else prepare this one.
It does look very tedious.
Yeah.
But it looks like it's cooked on the grill that Bob gave you.
Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah.
Could make that happen.
Are we all team avocado?
Yeah, oh yeah. Absolutely. I love avocado. I could eat avocado on everything.
Seriously.
I love it. Like, it's as much as I hate goat cheese, I love avocado.
And it's healthy for you, too.
Yeah.
It's a good trans fat, is what
it
they
is.
Say.
It is. That's what they say. Yeah. Well, then you talk to somebody else, and then they tell you it's not good. And it's all depending on your body. Oh, for God's sakes. Don't eat microplastics.
It seems like there is a uptick in the candy bar world, right? We saw the Reese's did the Oreo collab that went absolutely nuts. If I don't, still have yet to see them in the wild.
I was going to say, I have not seen that.
Yeah, me
I'm
either.
Not blanking you guys. Every day I go to Hy-Vee after the show to get my dinner. I'm a bachelor, so I don't have anything to prepare. So I just
it's actually smarter that way.
It's cheaper.
It is much smarter that way.
And every day after the show, I can give you my routine. If you ever want a meet and greet, I'm at Hy-Vee on 3rd Street in Lee Summit. Every day after the show, about 11 o'clock, I go in there. It's dead. It's just me and the Jerry's out there. And I go to the meat market. It's either pork chop, it's either salmon, it's either steak, it's whatever I want. And I look every single day in the candy aisle to see if they have those Reese's Peanut Butter Cup Oreos. Haven't yet to see them. Haven't yet to see them. So Butterfinger's doing one. I'm out on this, by the way. Not into it. Marshmallow Butterfinger has entered the chat, and it's absolutely perfect. This peanut buttery and marshmallowy bar is the newest Butterfinger flavor. You won't want to miss it. Comment, and we might just surprise you. So if you comment, they might send you one here. But it is a Butterfinger, and then it is laced on the outside in marshmallow.
You know, for me, I needed more marshmallow. But, yeah, I'm smashing that. I mean, peanut butter and marshmallow is a fantastic combination.
So good.
You know, the great sandwiches is growing up, peanut butter and fluff. So I'm in on that, man. Like, yeah, absolutely. Why are you out? You don't like the marshmallow?
I'm not a marshmallow guy. Okay. Like, everybody that loves s'mores, like, I was talking to your wife about it. Yeah. She's like, yeah, s'mores or whatever. And I was like, really into s'mores? She goes, oh, I do love them. Emily, big time into s'mores.
Love s'mores.
Me, not into s'mores.
I think people like s'mores because of what it symbolizes. Fall, cool, fire pit, that kind
people,
of stuff.
Community, people, hanging out. Yeah.
You gotta put it on a stick. You have to, like,
if somebody's gonna have s'mores, fine. It's not like the 10th dessert that I'm thinking of, you know.
Here's what I'll say about this Butterfinger marshmallow. Mm-hmm. You know the crunch of a Butterfinger. It's great. Mm-hmm. I want that soft outer casing to be nice and cushy from the marshmallow. That
is
juxtaposition.
It looks like it's just dusted.
That's what I'm saying.
It looks like powdered sugar on top of it as opposed to marshmallow.
It does. I'm skeptical.
I thought it looked like the same texture as like the almond bark that you see around Christmas time that people will dip their Oreos in.
Very much so.
That's what I thought, but it's just like dipped in marshmallow. Brazilian cuisine, right? That's what we're looking at. Do you want to try to describe these words? Or do you use?
Yeah, I got you. How about churrasco?
Yep.
Brazilian-style barbecue featuring skewers of grilled meat.
Well, yeah, if you've been to a Brazilian steakhouse, you know, the guys run around with the meat on the skewer and shave it off. I haven't been to one of those in like 25 years.
Yeah, what's that place in the plaza? Fogo de Chão?
Fogo de Chão.
Yeah,
and there's another one with that churrasco name, I think, as well. Another version of that style of restaurant. But like I said, I haven't been. It's too much food for me. But yeah, I'd smash that. Of course, it's meat on a stick.
I was going to say, is it kind of similar to like Mediterranean-style food?
Because the pictures kind of look like
that. I go to this place in Lee Summit called Sahara, and they have like chicken and beef skewer, chicken and lamb skewers, and they have like that yellow rice and then tzatziki sauce. I feel like with Brazilian food, it's a lot of rice, a lot of beans, a lot of meat. Is that accurate? A lot of stews as well.
A lot of stew. I was about to say moqueca, a flavorful fish or seafood stew cooked in coconut milk and palm oil.
I don't know. My initial response is to say no, but I would try it.
And I might love it.
Yeah.
It seems like it'd be like a sweet salty, though, with the coconut milk.
Yeah, with the coconut,
I like coconut. I like coconut and Thai food, like Thai curries. I just really discovered over the last year plus. Love them.
Curry's amazing. Yeah. Especially the hot stuff. Any others?
You want another one?
We'll get one more.
Let's do a karahe.
Karate?
A karahe, a savory street food from Bahia, made from black-eyed peas and fried, often served with vatapa. You like that? You like vatapa?
I don't know what vatapa is.
I'm not a vatapa guy.
Yeah. Never heard of him.
How do you describe that?
Don't make me read more.
Okay, I won't. I promise.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Ah!
Oh, yes!
You were saying?
No, I'm out on that. The black eyed peas, it's not my thing.
You only eat those on New Year's Day.
New Year's Day, my dad. Black eye, and like I'm always like, New Year's Day always sucks because it's the beginning of January.
Remember, caller number five, you have a chance at a $50 gift card to Booth Creek Wagyu, Casey's Best Steaks, now with two locations, 95th and Nolan, 135th and Metcalf, and Shawnee Mission Ford, on a mission to do more, online at ShawneeMissionFord.com. Coming up on the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Aside, we get to playoff teams. Who made it last year that doesn't make it this year? Who didn't make it that makes it this year? Here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Creed Humphrey, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business?
What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.